Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
What's up?
It was all a dream. What?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
Oh,
hanging
shit.
Pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic Volleyball.
Oh. I didn't know you was like that.
You on the air, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, what's up, fam?
What's up, guys? Hey, so the reason this is coming to y'all late as fuck, my smoke and whiskey family, is because I fucking accidentally deleted the last episode that we did. We did do an episode for y'all last week, but I deleted it because I'm a fucking terrible... What am I technically? A producer / content creator? What the fuck is this?
You're a friend.
A friend. I'm a visitor.
You're a terrible friend right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, fucking whatever, dude. I've always been a terrible friend. I'm the best and worst thing that's happened to everybody around me.
Let's change the name of the podcast to Smoke, Whiskey, and Friends.
Smoke, Whiskey, and Friends. Mm.
That'll be the reboot when this one fails.
Right, and then it'll just be me and people I actually enjoy. Whiskey and Friends is a good
Fuck you, Brian.
Whiskey and Friends is actually a good podcast name.
That hurts my feelings.
That's okay. I hurt a lot of people's feelings.
Excuse me, I gotta move this mic for a second here.
That's all right. Move it where you need, dog. Why am I looking at 12 White Claws on the fucking table? Tell me that, bro.
I'm honestly tired of you getting up to go get White Claws.
Well, it's not my fault that I suck down
and
drinks
and
faster than anybody.
Popping them open every. It's a little unprofessional.
I do enjoy the.
You know what I mean?
I might just
do it, but maybe once.
Like
13 and a half times in 1 hour.
I mean, not a half. How do you half? How do you halfway?
The thought just ran through your head. You know exactly what happened. You partly opened it, and then you cracked a nail or something.
Kind of like you did a second ago and spilled a little bit.
You had to stop.
You spilled a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Or someone called your name.
Do I need to cut you off, Chase?
What?
Don't go straight face like that. I was kidding, bro.
What?
I'm not gonna cut you off, dog. What the fuck is it? So if we were gonna, if me and you were gonna plan a trip together, just us, where would you want to go?
That's a good fucking question.
Yeah, I'm full of fucking good questions, dog. Where are we going? Just me and you. Where would you want to go?
All right, you gotta go somewhere like it's not too hot because you're
right. Fuck the heat. I'm not going anywhere like Florida or like fucking wherever. I'm not going anywhere like that, dog.
Man, dude.
It's a tough one.
It is. That is a tough one.
It would need to be either.
So I've lived in Europe, been in South America,
right.
Central America.
We can go anywhere. Money's not the issue. Anywhere.
I'm trying to run it through my head. Oh, man.
Right. What's your favorite country visually? Like, what did you think was the most beautiful
that
visual,
I have seen
visually?
Personally?
Yeah.
Germany.
Germany's pretty, huh?
Very, very, very pretty. And then Switzerland, too. Switzerland's very pretty.
I've heard about Switzerland being pretty. I've never been there.
It's very pretty.
I've only been to Ireland and Mexico.
But I've never been to Asia. I've never been to...
Right.
I've been to the Middle East.
I heard that has pretty spots, but it's real crowded.
You know that Baghdad. Baghdad, that's where that prime real estate's at.
Baghdad, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Get that 2-for-1 special on them hunts.
Don't shake your shoulders like that. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Bounce for me.
Bounce for Baghdad. Baghdad bounce.
That's the Baghdad.
Dude, that's
bounce.
The if we're creating a dance at any point in our lives, it's gonna be called the Baghdad.
Yeah,
bounce.
As soon as we got the fucking Baghdad, we should have fucking bounced.
Yeah, yeah, we're calling it the Baghdad bounce, bro.
I landed on that tarmac in 2008, January 2008.
Tough.
Boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Heels
on the ground.
That tell you what, that combat landing ain't no fucking joke though.
Jandals on the ground.
You go. Jandals. Showed up with my jandals and my Jesus sweater.
Flip flops on the ground.
And an
yeah.
M4 for the ACOG red dock site. You
and
know what
that red dock site. And fucking flip flops on the ground in Baghdad. You think there's a city in the US called Baghdad?
Yes, there is.
I'll bet you there is.
There is.
Is there?
I think there is, actually.
I bet you there is.
For some reason, I think I've heard this question before.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was completely original, dog. I didn't hear that nowhere.
I have deja vu. There's so many fucking towns. And
Hey, deja vu fucks me up, man. I'll have no, listen.
Pause for 1 second.
I would love to. Go ahead. Thought. I'm holding
it. The look on this dude's face when he just said that.
Dude, because it scares me for real. It scares me for real because, like, the other day, I have it, like, once a month, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have it like normal human being. I'll have, like, little, like, oh, I've been here before. What the fuck? But I'm telling you, once a month, it'll be, like, 10, 15 straight seconds to where, like, right before something happens, I know it's going to happen. And it's not fast enough for me to be, like, oh, this is going to happen. I can't, like, tell the fucking future. But I swear to on everything that there is moments 10-15 seconds where I'm like, bro, yep, and I'm pointing at shit like that happened, dude. It's crazy. I don't know if it's like there's a part of your brain that like sees things as familiar, right? And I don't know if that's like a fucked up thing in the brain that like you see something and immediately you're like, oh, this is a memory, and it's really not. That's what I'm assuming if you want to think about it logically. If you don't want to think about it logically, we're on a fucking simulation, bro. And I got cheat codes in that shit. I got locker codes in the situation.
In a simulation?
I mean simulation. Yeah, dude.
No, man. My Jesus wouldn't do that to me.
We're all I Am Legends hooked up to like fucking robotic chairs like... And it's just like... In the back of our heads.
We all have our beliefs. We all have... We have them.
If you could have your own planet, what would you name it? Don't laugh, bitch. This is a serious conversation, bro.
I would name it Your Mom's.
That's so fucking childish, bro. Think of an adult name, bro. You can't think of an adult name, bro. If you're going
to
name a planet, it can't be...
I'm making people laugh, man. I don't give a fuck about being cool. I don't give a shit about being cool. There ain't nothing cool left about me. I'm out of cool.
Yeah, we all know that. I'm cool and funny. So hey, man. That's what...
All right, whatever
you
say
that like it hurt, bro. It's okay. Everything's fine.
All right, man.
Sorry, bro. I'm going to give you a mental hug real quick.
It's all right.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
I fucking feel molested, honestly. God. I don't feel fucking hugged.
Jesus. Don't grab the table like that. He's bracing himself for something that's not even fucking coming, bro. Well, something's coming.
I better get up out of here.
Never.
Listen.
Good luck fucking finding the key to the door. Good luck breaking the chain. Only 7 minutes in. I feel like we've been talking for 25 minutes.
Because your brain's getting old.
Dude, no, bro. No, you're right. It is. Every day. My memory's gone to shit.
Is that a gray hair? How old are you?
It might be, dude. All the stress and like the fucking asbestos.
I had a chick comment on my salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah? The thing is, they don't look that bad, especially for people who look, like, naturally younger. Yeah. The thing is, I'm the opposite. Like, I look and act old when I'm young, and then when I get older, I'll look like my dad. And he looks like he's 40-something, and he's really, like, 55.
Right.
So, like, it's like you age. It's like wine, bro. You age,
our
look better with
the
age.
Same age.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Yeah, I can't. I'm so sad now because I'm thinking about me being old as shit.
Man, my parents they did have me really young. Our parents were the same age.
Yep. My parents, like, they had me when I was, like, I think my mom was, like, 24.
Huh.
23, some shit like that.
Yeah.
My dad's, I think, 53, 54. And my mom's 56. Something like that. But, dude, my mom and my dad both look younger than they are. My mom looks like she's fucking 44. And she's fucking 56.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yo,
I mean, I like her personality. I like her personality more. She's cute.
That's fucking funny, dog. Well, at what age do you think are you considered old? Because I know your real answer is going to be, oh, it's all in the head. But
your mom's 44.
Shut the fuck up.
45.
At a certain age, do you think there is a certain age where you just have to be like, I am old now?
No.
No?
No. Well...
Because you can't just call yourself young if you're like in your late 50s. It doesn't make sense. You are considered like older at that point. When do you take the er
I'm
off?
I'm thinking 51 and 52, like one of those years are going to hurt. Like it's going to hurt. Like
right when you start digging in deep to
right
your 50s.
Right into the 50s, you're going to be like, damn, I'm fucking old.
a year or two of just like being like, I'm in my 50s. You better be.
Yeah, it's, start taking care of your body now.
Right. Yeah, and that's what sucks about, okay, that's what sucks about, like, human growth and everything is that, like, things take so long to see results that people give up immediately. Like, that's a big thing in working out, is you work out for, like, 2 or 3 weeks and you still don't see any progress, you're like, fuck that shit. Right. I'm just going to have fun, because when you eat food or eat candy or some shit, or you sleep in and don't, all that shit feels good in the moment.
Yeah. We're chasing those endorphins regardless.
Yeah, of course.
Even in the gym.
But my question is, because you're a religious guy, you mm-hmm. believe that everything has purpose and all that stuff, so why is it that, like, for instance, why do carrots taste okay, or, like, goodish, and then cake tastes fucking incredible, and cake's bad for you? Why did God not make it to where the good things
okay, so
taste better?
The cake tastes good because that's man-made. It's processed food. It's made to digest. It's made to dissolve in your,
right,
mouth,
right, right,
your
right.
mouth. If you ever eat a honey butter chicken biscuit from Whataburger, which fucking love those fucking things, dude. I could eat 8 of them.
Dude, bread right now, and cheese bro. And shit. It's all incredible.
I'm about to make a drive, I swear.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah. Brought to you by Whataburger.
Hey, right? I wish.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be awesome.
Whataburger flavored whiskey.
Cotton Hollow and Whataburger.
That is some.
That sounds so. Honey butter. With
sounds
that
like
whiskey.
It's hot. Me and Tyler, bro.
Getting off track here. Yeah. What was I talking about?
I don't know.
What was I talking about?
You were saying cake was a man made.
Yeah,
which
so
makes
it's
sense.
Gonna, it melts in your mouth like cotton candy. Just right. like those. Just like those biscuits do from the fast food restaurants.
Right.
It's processed and made a certain type of way. So you cannot compare the natural flavor to. I guarantee you, if we had none of that shit and you dug up a carrot starving, I guarantee it would taste
it tastes
like
incredible.
The sweetest.
Yeah.
Just like an onion would.
Yeah. That's a cool topic. Like, you're right.
An onion.
An onion.
An onion.
I fucking hate onions.
I'm Batman.
But I'm Batman. That shit was fucking funny. Okay. But you're right. Like, there was not a study, but like people who. Somebody questioned a couple people that were like vegans or vegetarian or whatever the fuck, and they didn't have like meat, which is fucking crazy to me. But the fact that you don't eat any sweets, anything that's they call it like the caveman diet or whatever, where you only eat things that, like, if you were a caveman, you had no technology or anything, you could eat that stuff. You eat any greens and fruits and vegetables and occasionally some meat. But people who did that, it was like after like a year or whatever, like carrots and strawberries taste like fucking desserts to them. And it is pretty cool to think about, because if you really committed to it, you could like live a very healthy lifestyle. It's just the impulse of like having all the temptation around you. Like, I want to fuck up some like donuts or like some cake or some shit. But I don't know. I guess you're right. It's man-made. So that's why it fucking tastes 10 times better. But God's plan is like fucking let.
But they use the different ingredients that are obviously from
right
the earth.
Right. It's all money, man. They did that so it'd sell more.
And it's like,
let's
cheaper
make this,
to make.
Yeah, let's make this taste better so it sells more.
You can spend,
and now look at us.
Look how much money you can spend in the produce section alone going grocery shopping.
It is bullshit how expensive.
It's fucking bullshit.
Dude, I've seen videos.
To take care of yourself, it costs more money.
Yeah, I've seen videos of people like burning crops and shit because like the government told them to. And they're like, hey, we're mass producing this. It's going to become too cheap. Just, like, get rid of it. We'll pay you to get rid of it. Get rid of it. I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen people pour oil on fucking roads and shit. Like, just getting rid of it in the middle of the forest. Like, on these dirt roads. They're just pouring out oil. I've seen videos all over the place. I mean, they could be fake, but I've seen a lot of them.
Really?
Where they're like, hey, man, I probably shouldn't be making this video. But you see this? And they're just like, they have an oil truck. And the back of it's opened up. Like, it's a big-ass hose. Or opened up, just seeping oil into the ground. And he's like, I have to drive this down here and just get rid of all this fucking oil in his giant oil truck. Because he was like, there's too much right now, and they need the market to stay at a certain price. So they're telling me to get rid of it. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Canada.
That's such a robotic way to look at the world and people, citizens.
Canada, bro.
What about Canada?
That's where we would go. We'll go to Canada.
Really? Are we talking about like a living situation, or are you talking
just
about
to vacay?
Really?
Yeah, weed's legal. That's just a check mark.
I mean, it's weed legal in a lot of places, though.
It's a cooler environment.
It is cooler. Yeah, I do like
that. I've been to Amsterdam and stuff, though. Like, I've done all that. Like,
right.
But Canada,
Canada's better.
There's nice people there.
I've heard nothing but good things about Canada. I bet
the women are so nice.
Of course.
It'd be nice. Like, they're not nice around here. Most of them
are. It's hard to find a nice one.
They're not nice. They're not nice at all.
No, not at all.
Can we go on that topic?
Bitches.
They're not nice.
Girls and dudes. There's a lot of pieces of shit, dude.
If you're a nice female and a dude actually, like, attaches onto that,
right,
just know that's because you're a rarity.
Yeah, you're a special breed, man, to be truly nice. But the thing is, my pet peeve, I call them script readers. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but people, I hate a lot of them. Like, I've met a lot, and I just grew to hate them because they say what they're supposed to, and they think they're being nice, and they think they're being good people, but you can kind of tell by their actions and the way they really think, or the way they talk behind people's backs, that they don't think that way. So being a nice person is saying nice things and being kind, generally, and meaning all of it. But people who are like, oh, I'm going to say this, I'm like, I fucking, like, I really like you, and you're really pretty, and or you're really handsome, and I really just fucking, how's your day, and how's all this? And then they just go behind your back and be like, fuck that, bro. Fuck that dude, bro. You know what I mean? Right. There are people that are everywhere. That's why it is truly rare to find somebody who is genuinely kind, who by themselves in a room will be like, I really hope this person is doing okay, or I really hope everything's fine, and I really should send gifts to this person, or like be nice to this person, contact them. Because script readers bother me, man.
Dude, I text you guys randomly all the time.
Yeah. The reason I don't text people is because I don't have any friends, dude.
I'm not even banging either one of you guys either.
Right.
That's crazy.
Not anymore. I got tired of it.
Yeah. I tried to
bring it up. You loosened up, and I just can't. That's unacceptable for me.
Man.
Man.
I had to gain some weight.
When are you gonna start building muscle, dude?
Bad jokes.
What are you gonna do? When are you gonna start bulking up? Cause you look like shit.
I'm sure I do.
No, you look good, bro. You look good. How does steroids treat you?
This is all natural.
Oh, my bad. HGH is natural.
What? Well, if we want to talk about HGH, that's another topic.
I want to take it, bro. I wish I want to take
HGH is a peptide.
Yep.
And known to have zero side effects.
I want to take. Do you have a contact or some shit?
I mean, I'm not going to speak that on the podcast.
No, don't say their goddamn name, but I'm asking.
We can find it.
You could just say yes or no.
It's crazy. It's not illegal to possess. It's illegal to sell and buy. And
okay.
It's weird.
So let's just acquire
once
some
you have
through
it,
legal terms.
Right.
And then we'll use it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I will. I don't.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Give though. Me a lot. I'll fucking.
You're looking at like, you're talking like $400 a month.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm about to get rid of my truck. No, I had to save up money, bro. I'm broke as shit. I overdrafted my account so many times, dog.
But it is good for you. It really is.
Yeah.
That's what all of the celebrities and stuff. It's the fountain of youth. HGH really is.
Yeah, of
no,
course.
No, me personally, I do not use it. I eat my vegetables.
Right.
You know, my chicken.
Suck the occasional dick. It's a recipe for success, to be honest.
I pray.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Yep. And I answer.
Do my workouts.
And I always answer.
Yeah. Okay. You're about to get brought down.
I know, dude. He's going to strike me down one day. It's all good,
watch
bro.
Out.
I'm ready, watch bro. Out. I'm ready.
I'm
ready. Fuck
I'm only speaking from experience.
Mm. You've been stricken down before?
Once or twice.
Strucken? Stricken? Stricken.
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 It's got to be stricken.
It must be.
If it's
be.
Not, it should be.
It must be.
It should be.
You've been strucken down.
You've been strucken.
Strucken sounds sexual. I don't like
strucken.
It.
Strucken.
I was strucken.
We be strucken.
Give me 1 second. I'll unlock the door after I'm done.
What's that song?
Strucken.
We be stroking.
We be stroking, dude? I don't know those old ass songs you're talking about, dude.
You know. Yeah, you do. I see the look on your face.
No, I really don't.
You've
I'm just
it.
Laughing.
You've heard it.
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe. Maybe. You can play it for me in a second. Or after the podcast, and I'll fucking tell you if I've heard it or not. How much have you had? Because you seem fine.
I'm always fine.
That's what we call a false statement. How much have you had? You had like...
Three.
You had like four of those or what?
Three.
God. So this is where...
I just told you I don't drink like I used to, man.
Oh my God, dude. It's the HGH and the creatine. It's keeping you humble.
Daddy's got plans.
Yeah, I do have plans, and it's
not going well.
Okay.
But they're there. The plans are there.
Here's your plans.
Yeah.
Here's some mine.
Yeah, right. You don't have much left. You don't have a lot more time left. The joke fucked up because I kept trying to say much. You don't have much time. Oh no, that would have been right. Fuck me, man. Listen, whatever. Why is there salt on the table?
Brian, you look like if Patrick from SpongeBob
nice
went to a bunch of football camps.
Right, swelled up a little
bit.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. I understand. Like we talked about Wreck-It Ralph. I look like I got stuck in between, like from a normal person morphing into Wreck-It Ralph is what I is what I turned into, man.
We didn't play any chess tonight, dude.
No, we didn't. And it's good because you would have, your spirits would have been down, and then I would have had to carry even more. You know what I mean? And my audience understands what I mean by that, dude.
When are you getting the haircut?
Pretty soon. I've thought about it the last like 2 days. I need to get the fides sated is what I was gonna say. I need to get the sides faded, bro. The fides sated. I need to get all those fides sated on me. Where do you go to get your haircut?
Usually Tune Up.
Tune Up? I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, Tune Up. Yeah. You go in there and you can even bring a bottle in. They'll keep it there for you. Pretty cool.
A bottle?
Yeah. Bring a bottle of whiskey in. Every time you go in, yeah, you get free drinks.
Oh, it's not free.
But they have... You know, a full bar if you want your own stuff.
Really?
If you want their stuff.
You said it's free?
Two free drinks, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do they make them weak as fuck?
And they have... Nah.
They make the drink strong and they give them to you two of them for free?
By the time they're shaving up my beard and shit and giving me that hot towel...
You feel loose, huh?
I'm asleep.
Shit. Is the fucking haircut $90?
No. Well, I mean, I paid $35, but I get a military discount, so... Maybe with
that makes
beard
sense.
And everything.
That makes sense then. Well,
so without everything,
that's actually decent.
You could probably get away with $50 tipping off.
That's decent then, actually. If for two free drinks, beard and hair and a tip, it's $50. That's not terrible.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's not terrible at all.
Yeah.
I go to.
I just hate when they try to talk to me too much.
Word. Yeah.
I only have one good ear.
Yeah.
And then so that makes it hard to hear when you get clippers.
That's why you sing like that.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine if I had two good ears.
Dude.
Just imagine.
Then you might be average. Jingle bells. I've heard it, dude. It's beautiful. It's a... what do they call art when it's like shitty, but people like it? It's not alternative.
Abstract.
You sing abstract.
I sing abstract.
Notes.
You know, kiss my abstract, bitch. That's insulting.
Don't cover up ass with abstract and then say bitch right after it, bro. What's the point? Oh my god. Kiss my abstract, you fuck. Don't censor shit if you're gonna cuss anyway. Oh my god. Get your shit together. Get your life together, bro.
I gotta stop being friends with you first.
It's okay. I mean, I'm used to it. How long do you think we've been gone?
29 minutes.
Ooh, 22. Almost 23. It's creeping along, dog.
Like your beard.
Right. No, I cut it.
Yeah, that was fucking
weird. Yeah, I cut it. It's because...
It's not so much your beard as it is your jawline that bugs me.
It's because I'm fat. it's because I'm fat. I need to show you the...
it's like the only way to ever defuse someone else's insult is by insulting yourself.
Absolutely,
what the fuck?
It's absolutely, dog. Hey, I'm good at that shit.
Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Agree? That's the best way to... If you're going to come back with that, if you still want to, like, fuck with me, you got to be like, that makes... Like, you are fat as fuck. Like, that's... You got to agree. If somebody shits on themselves more than you're shitting on them, you agree with them. You're like,
I don't have that much.
You are fucking fat.
I don't have that much hate in my heart. I can't do this.
So much.
I'm like, don't say that.
No, you're no, but yeah, I need to show you fucking pictures of when Tyler, bro. I had a decent jawline when I worked out.
When you were super skinny?
I wasn't super skinny.
You were.
Oh, listen. No, you're right. Listen.
Quit messing around.
Quit messing. That's fucking funny, dude. I've never heard that for some reason. That's
funny.
Crazy.
I used to say it all the time.
Before I was like super skinny, when I actually like had abs and was fucking bold, like still strong, I did have like a good jawline and my shoulders look good and everything. Now that I'm fat, I just look like somebody's uncle. Which I am somebody's uncle, but like somebody's old as fuck uncle. I do look like an uncle. That's my role.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Uncle. Uncle B. Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Seen that movie? That old school movie? John Candy?
No.
Rest in peace.
John Candy, you know. You know. But yeah, SNL? Yeah, no. No, I've SNL? Never seen it. I've never seen it, bro. All
right. Yeah. Me too.
I'm not 40.
Classic. You all the shit you claim to love, SNL, you're laughing for a reason. You should know what the fuck Uncle Buck is. I guarantee you.
If I saw
what
it, I
little bit of would. Audience we have.
Yeah, fucking all agrees. Four of them, dude. They know, bro. My audience. No, we do have a lot of people that listen. We have at least like 30 people an episode that listen. At least. We have like 75 people that listen, like two or three of them. We just don't market this shit. These are like hidden gem fans where they just find us in the dirt and they found gold, dog. And then when we get popular, they'll be like, hey, I listened to Smoking Whiskey in the first like 15, 20 episodes. It was fucking dope. And now look at them. Rich. Could you imagine if we just made so much money doing this? We're not going to, but it would be so fucking dope.
Yeah, I don't deserve that.
You don't deserve money?
No, not at all.
That's fucked up, dog. I deserve so much money. It's ridiculous. I would be so good with it.
Well, I would give a lot away, probably.
That's what I'm saying. I would be good with it. I would take care of everybody, and I would just buy myself necessities. I don't
care about money.
I'd get a nice car, like a cool car that I like. I'd get a decent house, and I'd set up, make sure my Wi-Fi was top tier.
I want an old pickup, like, but really souped up.
Like a fucking cool as fuck old pickup.
Yeah, and then a 68 Camaro.
Yeah.
Or a 72 Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And just, but have them running very smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You telling me if you didn't have money, you'd buy all three of those?
Yeah, I would buy them.
You buy all of them?
It's pretty simple. I would never buy like a Lambo or anything like that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck that, dude. That's weird Rolls shit.
Or, you know, I mean,
that's overcompensation shit.
I have dirty ass boots. I'm not getting into fucking Lambo.
Yeah, it's real weird.
No.
I would have a really, really cool, nice car for if I was, like, dressed up or shit like that. And then I'd have, like, a jacked up, like, cool truck.
Right.
Not jacked up because I don't have a tiny dick. But if I had, like, I would have, like, a nice truck for, like, doing whatever, working and shit.
I like having a tall truck when I did have one. I just like being able to, having to help my woman up in the truck. It gives you a reason to...
I get that.
You know what I mean? It gives you a reason to touch.
This
really sucks, though, when you're mad at each other. When you're leaving somewhere and you're like she don't want to tell you. You know what I mean?
Just grab the back of her shirt and lift her.
Yeah. Kind of hard where she's like cussing you out, but she's throwing up at the same time, but you gotta hold her hair back.
You hold it back with like two fingers, like, bitch, hurry up.
I told you no fucking tequila.
You made me drink. Yeah. You made me drink. Dude, three people threw up from us doing that, bro. So fucking funny when people like really get fucking sick from people doing that. It's so fucking funny to me. Have you seen somebody do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I've had somebody throw up in the back of my car.
I just thought about, oh my God, that's terrible.
For me going,
don't do that.
Dude. And that kept going. They were like,
don't do that.
It was so gross. In a Popeyes bag. It was terrible.
I have sensitive stomach, man.
I don't, dude. Like I can eat anything and it wouldn't make me sick.
Yeah. No, it's not about like the eating. It's like afterwards.
Oh, my stomach always hurts, but it never bothers me because I'm so used to it.
That's a problem. It didn't hurt.
Ah, whatever, dude.
You just ignore it.
Yeah, bro. I ignore all my pain, bro. That's how I function, bitch. I get sick every day. I just don't call it sick.
That's not healthy.
Of course not.
That's not healthy at
Fuck
all.
Fuck it, bro. I told y'all I'm dying at 40, and it is
stop
what it is.
Stop saying that.
No, bro.
You better stop saying
Look,
that.
Look, I'm realist. I'm a realist. Okay, I'm realistic about my future.
We got a lot of things to do, man.
Yeah.
We got a lot of
I got
things.
About 10 years left with her before she fucking finally leaves me. Okay? I'm dying at 40, and I'm gonna kill somebody at some point. That's just the truth.
Don't let it be me, my children, or her.
I'm not gonna kill any of y'all, bro. I'm never gonna kill somebody I like. Maybe.
And okay, then. But you still
No,
have
I would never.
But you still have to stay away from your sister. I know you don't.
No, I would never kill her. I'll never kill her. There's a difference between, like, I can, like, love-hate people, but that doesn't mean I truly hate her. I don't truly hate my sister. I just fuck around and be like, God, I fucking hate her sometimes because, you know, she is who she is. But there are people. There's a handful of people that I truly fucking hate. You understand?
I don't hate anybody, man.
Yeah, that's because you're a bitch, doc.
I'm not a bitch.
No, I know. You're nice. That you're being nice. I can't be. I'm not a nice. I'm kind when like I need to be, but I just
find. You know what's scary about nice people, though?
What? Don't flex your shoulders when you're saying that, dude. Just relax nice. Everything. Go ahead.
When they're no longer nice.
You're not allowed to be that deep with your voice, bro. Just say it.
Be as deep as I want to be.
It's real deep. Well, not as much as you want to be.
Deep.
You can go a little
real deep.
Ring of fire. No ring of fire.
That was like Johnny with a little bit of freaking Elvis in there.
Yeah, a little bit. It's because I have more of a soft voice. It's not sharp.
You got some Elvis lips, sort of.
Yeah, dude.
You got them like, you know, the perky upper lip?
Yeah.
Where it like flares up like you have canines on your lips.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I do have canines. No, I'm serious. I believe you. Yeah. It's because whenever I'm singing or something, I arch my lip on both sides. Yeah. I'll fucking do like that one. It's because I'm expressive. People who are more cold and like straight-faced when they speak usually have straighter lips. Mine are all stretched out and shit.
Sing White Christmas.
I don't know what the fuck that is, dude.
Oh, come on. Really? Home Alone?
No, bro. I love those movies.
Dreaming of a white
Christmas. Yeah. That's all I know is the part you just sing.
Like the
don't know any of this.
Oh, man. You learn it.
No.
Learn it. You have the bass tone for it.
I have the bass tone for plenty of shit. My range is weird, bro, because I think I'm a good singer.
How do you not know that then fucking song? You fucking communist bastard.
Communist is one of my favorite insults of all time. I never say it, but hearing it makes me fucking laugh.
Why?
You know what else makes me laugh? It's when people call people nerds, dude. Because it's such an outdated term. And nobody says it unless they fucking mean it, bro. Nobody's going to be like, you're a nerd. Like, and they're really a nerd. It's usually just like, if you're not cool.
Fucking nerd. You're a
fucking nerd, bro.
Fucking nerd.
You're a fucking nerd. Yeah, shit makes me laugh, dog. Call somebody a fucking nerd and you tell me it's not satisfying as shit. When an insult's outdated for a couple years and then you use it, it's one of the most satisfying things. You know what else is like that? A dork. Call somebody a fucking dork. It's so satisfying, bro.
Like, can you imagine, though, like, literally walking up to the, it's like a hard-looking motherfucker.
Exactly.
Too. And you're just like, you fucking nerd.
Dude, get away from me, you fucking nerd. And he's like, what? The fuck are you talking about? That shit's funny as fuck to me, man. Using outdated terms is fucking hilarious to me. I've always loved it.
To you.
Everything's outdated to you. I bet you can't even fucking understand music nowadays. My voice keeps cracking.
Because you're finally hitting puberty.
Oh my god, I'm a man, bro.
You're finally a man.
I love little Michael. I'm just sipping on them white claws. Chase. You got popsicle. Welcome to the Smoking Whiskey Podcast. You're
killing me.
Yeah, fucking, I can do that voice good as shit. People used to say if that dude ever dies, then you have a job, but it would never fucking happen. Impersonations are impressive to me. Dude, I wish I could do Conor McGregor. I would do that every single day.
Yeah, that would be awesome, right?
Yeah, dude. Your wife send me fucking DMs and shit like that. I would drop a fucking elbow, like shit like that. I would say shit like that all the fucking time, but I don't sound like him, bro. I wish I sounded like him. Genuinely. The accent is so funny to me, man.
Dying. Stop.
It would be so funny. Oh my god.
You don't know what just happened. Okay, I'm not smoking no more of the Kim Dog.
Oh, dude. Caught up to you? Started itching at your throat?
Listen. No. I just got an image of Zelda.
Zelda? What the fuck are you talking about? What are you smoking? Wasn't that a vape, dog? Talking about Zelda.
Why do I feel like Conor McGregor? It was like a real life Zelda.
A Zelda? I've never even played Zelda. I've seen it, but I never played it.
He's not Irish. The dude ain't Irish. He don't have an accent.
Zelda?
Does he?
Yeah, it's Celtic. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I never played it. I've only seen it.
Yeah, man.
That's funny as fuck.
I hope I'm like, right.
Grown-ups. Wow, you don't even fucking know? You're just laughing at a joke that might or might not be true, bro? Oh, my God. Any gamer who's listening to this is probably pissed right now. They're like,
I don't care.
Zelda's not fucking...
They are not going to ever feel the amount of enjoyment that I'm feeling.
Oh, dude, right that's now. Fine, dude. You can believe whatever you want to believe as long as you're happy and laughing, dude.
That's just funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
And if they're not laughing...
A grown-up Zelda. Fuck them. Just like throwing hands.
They're lost. And just think about it. He's just like this little, like, angry, like, green.
Green? He's not green. He wears green.
Zelda's green, okay? He wears green, so his aura is green. He's fucking green. Conor McGregor's, obviously, his aura is green with, right. with a whole lot of...
Green and red.
Yeah.
Green and red. Red's the anger. Green is a spirit.
Somebody's going to get what I was talking about. Mm. I mean, it's a high thought, but that's what we do.
I mean, there's
probably, that's what we do on a smoking whiskey pot.
It's called smoking whiskey, dog. I'm the loud, obnoxious one. And I have tears. You have weird thoughts.
You mean take your girl's glasses off? Look.
Let me see.
They're fucking literally have tears in my eyes. Like,
it's starting to gloss over. Can you see well? Huh? You need readers? You would call them readers,
will
wouldn't
you? Read you? To me? Will you read to me like Noah did?
I would, dog. I would like read. I would read only things that I write.
Will you read to me like you did to Allie?
Who's Allie?
The Notebook. The movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but
when
I
start losing my mind,
yeah.
Will you come read to me?
Oh, dude,
of course. Will you just play me episodes of this podcast
that we do for the next 30 years? That made me sad, bro, because I imagine me dying and then her, all she would have is the things I've written, the songs I've made, and this.
This podcast. Oh, God, that's terrible. Just,
hey, I mean...
We got to step it up.
That's a solid bank, bro. The stuff I've written is, like, my loving side, and the stuff, like, my music is the creative side, and this is my funny side. You're
goofy,
goofy. I think it's a decent bank of memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the texts are a mixture of everything. You know
I'd have a shrine of you.
Oh, dude. Lock of your hair. I hope so, bro.
Lock of your hair.
You can take a lock of my hair, dog.
Lock of your beard.
What's that is my hair.
You know what I mean. Come on.
Your beard hair and your regular hair are different.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. That's weird.
Right?
That's weird.
Like, your beard hair is actually really straight, but you have curl in your...
Yeah, my hair is
my beard
weird.
Hair will get curly as fuck.
Yeah.
Straight-ass Asian hair. Straight up. That's my weird. Name should be Johnny Chase.
Bob Chase.
No, a little bit of Kung Fu. That'd be awesome.
Robert Chase.
Could you imagine if you knew Kung Fu?
I know Jiu-Jitsu.
Kung
it's a
Fu,
similar
bro.
Name, dog.
I'm like real Kung Fu. I mean, like, okay, fake Kung Fu. What if you
the
do
thing
fake
is,
Kung Fu?
All that Kung Fu shit and the karate shit is fucking pointless, dude. Black belts who, like, really know how to use the fundamentals of it and, like, also throw kickboxing in so they know how to use power, that's dangerous. But, like, learning Kung Fu and karate as, like, a fucking 12-year-old or, like, a 15... I mean, it's not going to work very well.
I know bricks.
You got to... Yeah, brick jutsu, dog.
I know that brick jutsu.
I'm a black belt in brick jutsu. Brick foo?
Bro, I hit you with the cast iron skillet. No,
not my own.
Bucks and six.
Why do you say that, bro? Did they actually win in six or was it seven?
I don't know.
It was six, right?
Six, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was six. I don't know. I just knew they won. Which is disappointing. I mean, I liked Giannis, however you want to say it. I think it's Giannis. He deserves a ring, obviously. And there's one or two other guys on there that deserve a ring. I think Brooke Lopez played for him. He deserves a ring. But, dude, Chris Paul and Booker also deserved it, so I was tripping. I mean, I was happy for whoever won, but I was also sad for whoever lost, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was a good fucking series. I was tired of seeing the same people. It was real good for the NBA. The NBA is as like more balanced than it's ever been right now. Anybody could come out. You know what I mean? Right now, it's the Lakers and Brooklyn that are like really early offensive powerhouses. But everybody's good, man. Everybody has stars. Do you watch a lot of sports right now?
I know where you're
so
at.
So I just got back into watching the NFL. So since I'm doing fantasy again this year,
right? I was supposed to.
I've done that for a while, but man, it's too much work, man.
I'm just busy as shit.
Busy.
All my off time goes into like watching a show with my girl, or hanging out with my girl, or like playing a game, and that's it.
That's all it's about, Daddy. That's what it's all about.
I know, bro. That's all I really want to do. When I'm at work, the only thing, fuck them sports, man. I mean, no, because I love it. I just basketball, really. I could get rid of any other sport, and I wouldn't really care as much. But basketball is important to me, just because I grew up like learning a lot from it. I learned how to fight because of basketball. I learned how to like take damage, or be competitive, and make friends through competition. Like, have you ever like hated somebody while you're playing the game, and then afterwards you're like, I respect that person now. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So like that kind of relationship between guys.
Fighting your best friend growing up.
I've been this close to fighting Andrew. We already talked about it. I'm gonna beat the shit out of Andrew one day, and like it's just gonna happen, and then we're gonna get over it after like a month and we'll be fine. Like it's just how guys work, man. But you learn all that usually through sports or like having brothers, and I didn't really have brothers, so basketball taught me a lot. That's why I couldn't get rid of it. Football's fun and everything. I can't fucking stand soccer. I can't watch a game where the score ends 1-0. I'm not doing it. Or 0-0. I'm not doing it, bro. I'm not watching grown men run side to side for the entire time with no action. What else is lame as shit? Cricket? Is cricket the one that's like wannabe golf?
I don't know. I'll be seeing some crunk ass fucking videos on cricket, though. It's telling you what, man. They make some plays, some sports center type.
Wait, is cricket... Hey, is cricket the one where they hold a stick in that paddle?
Like
stick in the net. Stick in a net.
No, that's lacrosse.
Lacrosse is fucking lit, dude.
That's like rugby mixed.
Lacrosse is so dope.
That's rugby mixed with fucking tennis or some shit. That's weird. I don't know.
It's soccer, but instead of... It's like rugby and soccer. You have a net, a goalie. No, it's like rugby and hockey. There you go. So instead of on the ground, the puck's up
rugby
here, it's a ball.
And field hockey.
You're right. And you do that shit.
There we go. We saw we found that out together.
Yeah,
look,
see?
We got there.
Beautiful. Look, beautiful minds think alike, dog. Figured it out.
Rugby.
So if you're a rugby fan, fuck you. It's hockey and rugby. I mean, lacrosse fan, fuck you. It's hockey and rugby, whether you like it or not.
Literally played rugby for years, asshole. What the fuck?
No, I said a fan, like, listen, it's because I'm buzzed, I fucked it up. I said if you're a lacrosse fan, I said, fuck you, it's rugby and hockey, whether you like it or not, that's what it is. But if you're a lacrosse fan, you should agree with us. Or else, Chase will come find you, dude.
So I saw this, this first pitch thrown out by this lacrosse chick, this female who played lacrosse, I'm sorry.
She beamed, huh?
Dude, she did this weird, like, behind-the-back thing and was, like, strike down the middle. It was, like, ridiculous.
With her stick or with her hand?
With the stick.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, in front of her, and, like, before you knew it, it was, like, behind her head. Like, oh. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Watched it, like, 5 times in a row.
It's unbelievable how they can control. It's just like hockey, but the fact that they can control such a small item.
She was super hot, too.
Of course, because she's probably in shape, and she was, like, usually when people have good genes and they're that athletic. If you're athletic enough to throw a pitch at a fucking baseball game, usually you're going to be decent looking, especially because you probably have a little bit of money.
Did I ever tell you I threw out a first pitch at a baseball game?
No, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you might have, because they said it was like a army thing, like they brought a soldier out. Yeah, I think you did mention it once. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
were you nervous?
Astros game, yeah.
Were you nervous as shit?
Nah, I liked it.
Yeah? Did you? You got it to him, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
Was it like a decent pitch?
And it was, oh yeah, for
really?
Sure.
I'm sure there's video of it, right?
Yeah, I do. I got a DVD.
Bro, I haven't fucking seen it, dog.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, man.
I would love to see you throw a pitch.
Yeah, I'll have to post it on the...
Probably look like a bitch, huh?
Nah, I was in uniform. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't look like a bitch ever.
I'm just playing. I want to see it for real.
Unless your mom asked me to come over and saying, hey, can you please look like a bitch? Then
then you just come in what you're wearing now, huh?
Yeah.
Don't look down at yourself. Why'd you have to double check? I'm joking,
because
bro.
I just came from there. I wanted to know if I changed it.
That's funny. He looked down at his clothes like, I don't know. Like, what am I wearing? You know what's weird to me? When you're like, when you're wearing something and you don't know, like, genuinely, because I'll be like, oh, are you a Longhorns fan? And people will be like, huh?
I'm like, dude, you're wearing a Longhorns hat. Are you a Longhorns fan? Right. Or like I wear Rocket gear, and people will be like, what do you think about the basketball season? Or like, what do you think the Rockets going to do this year? And I will answer immediately. I'll be like, oh, this. And I won't question it all because I'm like, I'm wearing this.
They're just like, nah, bitch, this is Marshalls.
Wow, dude. I just thought the logo looked cool. Dude, I only do that with brands, never with like sports or like ideas, like movements. I'll never do that. Because if something really means something, I won't wear it if like I don't know what it is. But shit, some logos do look cool.
Just do it.
But yeah, but people do. People be wearing crazy shit and don't even know what they're really wearing.
If you had to pick one place for us to go, where would it be?
Oh, it's tough. You've been a lot of places, so I can't like surprise you really. It would be what time of the year is it?
My favorite time of year is probably fall. That's fall time.
Okay.
It's fall. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man.
Fucking Australia would be fucking dope.
Australia would be nice.
It would be dope, right? Go surfing.
Uh-huh.
We can go during our wintertime, which is their summertime, so we can miss out on our fucking shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Let's do it.
Australia would be cool.
Let's do it.
Australia, Canada. Canada's a nice one. I heard Greenland is fucking beautiful. I've just never been there.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Greenland or Iceland? Iceland.
Iceland.
Iceland, my fault. Yeah, Greenland's too cold or like too icy or some shit.
Yeah, Greenland actually has more ice.
Yeah, because the Vikings did that so that people would hear about Greenland and go there, but they'd have Iceland to themselves.
Huh.
You know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, so...
And I've watched that whole series of Vikings. They didn't tell me that. Is that what happened there? Damn it, Ragnar.
Ragnar lied to everybody, but no, yeah, but they heard, they knew that when news got out, when people talked about how beautiful Iceland really was, like, at that point, they wanted to call it Greenland, but they said, no, look, let's switch it. They were like, look, let's call Greenland Iceland, let's call Iceland Greenland, and that way, people will go to Greenland and be like, this ain't what they were talking about.
That's probably, like, some of the toughest fucking, era or type of the human race has ever been made.
Yeah, dude,
I mean, think about how tough they had to fucking be.
Yeah.
The Nordics, like, they were fucking... And they were gorgeous.
Yeah, I think...
They ended up in Switzerland and Germany.
Yeah, I think part of my bloodline is that just because I'm a large person, I'm dense as shit, so I have the potential to be really strong and, like, durable. And then I love the fucking cold. And I hate the fucking heat.
Right.
So I think somewhere... I have the genes to where I'm supposed to be like Viking-ish, like up north and like bear hard weather and things like that.
But I could also say the same thing about my big black friend from Mississippi.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, it's true. So, hey, I don't know what it is, man, but I mean, you can always find people that are built. There's always classes of people, you know what I mean? Whether you're talking about somebody's looks, like people think that like everybody looks different. Really, everybody, there's like 10 different types of people. Look wise,
right? So, you know what I mean? And that's the way that the police sketch artists work off of, and this right. and that. They use your face shape
when you describe nose shape,
eyes.
Yeah, they go color. So they listen to all the colors, and they think about the type you're describing. Right. They're like, okay, I got
right.
you.
Right.
It's pretty weird because I like being a social person, being very visual. I look at a lot of details when it comes to like things that I find interesting. But I say that, but I fucking don't give a shit about eye color. People are like, oh, what color are their eyes? I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. I look at the whole face. So I look at the way your face is built. And I look at your mouth because that's important to me. If people have thin lips, it makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
And then the way your fucking head's shaped. But, like, eye color I never really look at. I look at, like, your mouth while you're speaking. So in case I don't hear what you say, I know what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because my ears are fucked. I don't know why. I scream a lot even though I'm just, like, right now I'm probably loud as fuck in people's speakers. But it's just because I'm passionate and I speak loudly. And so when people, like my girls, like, she'll be like, okay, no, no, I feel like maybe you want to do this. And I'm like, huh? And then I have to be looking at your mouth so I can understand what's happening. I have to. Or else I'll just say what every time somebody would speak. I don't want to do that, but, you know.
Sometimes you got to get loud.
I mean, it's always for me. You're right, sometimes.
Sometimes you got to get loud. Sometimes it's got to get loud and deep.
Really loud.
Real deep.
Bass filled.
You know what does suck, though? Speaking of sometimes getting loud in Bassfield.
Chlamydia.
Exactly. You get me, man.
All right.
No, people talk a lot of shit. Like, there was... I did karaoke the fucking day, and I was terrified, and I'm real nervous and shit, but I got up there, and it was entertaining, I guess.
What'd you sing?
I sang a Drake song and an Everlast song. But they were, like, these two people in the group were, like, Darren, Mustache. Okay. For the audience. Y'all, Mustache. Smoke Whiskey and Mr. Mustache. Or Mr. Stash. Him and, like, this dude named Skyler, they were talking, and they were, like, I heard them say my name, and I heard them say something like it's bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? So I heard, and then Skyler came around the table like 10 minutes later and was like, oh yeah, we were talking about how like we thought you were like masculine as shit, and you were like real like cis white male kind of guy, or like you only cared about masculinity and you just wanted to be this tough guy. And I was like, no, bro, I don't give a fuck. I was like, that's just how I am naturally. But I'll sing Put Your Pussy on Your Sideburns like Nicki Minaj. I don't give a fuck, dude. I don't care about... I think it's because I sang Everlast, and Everlast is real like deep-voiced and like rock-ish.
Yeah.
And I was singing along to other songs that was like, I don't know, ambiguous when it came to like sexuality or race or whatever. And this guy looked at me and was like, you know the lyrics? And I was like, yeah, dude, I love this fucking song. He was like, oh, I thought you were trying to hide it. I was like, no, I don't give a fuck. And it's because of how I look.
Right.
And that's shitty to me. Do people ever look at you and think one thing and
yeah, they're wrong? Yeah, they usually just think I'm just like this,
right.
this snack.
Right.
It's like gorgeous.
And really you're disgusting.
And I'm so much deeper than that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm so much more you are deep. I got pretty deep.
These beautiful pecs. Beautiful. I'm a lot more.
Christ.
Your mom thinks so.
Oh, yeah? Mm. My mom's paralyzed.
Is her name Karen?
No.
She should be, because she's a savage in the sack.
Damn. Fucking lady in the streets freaking the shame.
I'm more afraid than Sharon's.
Sharon? Dude, Sharon's disgusting. Dude, if you found, like, the hottest chick, but her name was, like, fucking... Terapoo or some shit, like, would you like just stick with it?
I'd give her a nickname.
What would you call her?
I don't know, depends on her personality.
I am Terapoo.
Oh, Pooh Bear.
That's a fucking good one. You Pooh bitch. Bear. I'm you. Good that's at that a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Terapoo. Hey, Pooh Bear.
What's up, Pooh Bear?
There ain't no Terra around here. They know Tia's and no Tia's the bear around here.
Damn, we made some good pro. Chance, mate.
Throw a
fucking elbow. Fucking elbow. Like, dude, it's so cockney, the accent.
How is he still talking shit with a fucking broke-ass ankle?
He tried to fight, like, two people already with like, in the streets and shit. He threw, like, a fucking soda at MGK the other day, bro. He was like, I'll fucking beat your fucking ass.
Your girl's in my DMs.
Your wife sent me fucking DMs.
Dude, Megan. Oh, Megan. She's so my type. It should not be my type.
My God. She's so hot, bro. It's unfair, to be honest, how some people are just divine.
Bro.
We're decent looking guys. Mm-hmm. There are people who are just excellent. Divine. Gods and goddesses, and that's just not fair at all.
MGK is not one of them.
No, but the thing is,
he looks like a mistake.
There's a lot of things about those kind of relationships. Like, they both have money. Money's not the issue. So I think what's cool about being a guy is that sometimes you don't have to rely on looks. It's with girls.
That's sad because that's all I got left.
With girls, it's more pressure on you to like feel. Like, feel obligated to, like, work on nothing but your appearance. Because guys are pigs, you know? Obviously, we care about the other stuff. But our impulsive decision is how you look. I wouldn't have immediately talked to Rennie if I found her unattractive physically.
Right.
She's hot as fuck.
I mean, the attraction's there for a reason.
Yeah, you impulsively love how they look. And then you fall in love with how they are.
Right.
And so, but that's with girls. Well, that's guys to girls. But girls to guys, it's almost solely
personality. The 10% is like, okay, I can...
You can't tell me MGK has a good personality.
He must. No, he is because he's funny. Yeah. He does a lot of skits and things like that. I'm not saying like he's like a bubbly personality. That's what you're thinking. But I'm saying like he's a cool person to be around probably. And he's chill. Well,
Megan's a little fucking crazy too.
Of course. I mean, any girl that's a dime piece is going to be crazy. Rennie's fucking crazy.
But he looks like a tattooed like pretzel stick.
A pretzel stick?
He does, dude. Like not even like a full like figure eight pretzel or whatever
the fuck. Damn, like one of like the...
Like an actual...
Like the hard sticks?
Like the little... Like a stick.
Damn, bro. Unsalted? Unsalted?
No, he's salted because he's blonde.
But, oh, okay, okay.
But not even like one of the thick ones. I'm talking about the skinny, like the thin ones.
Ew, bro. Yeah. MGK, you just going to sit back and take this? Make a diss track about Smoke, bro.
Bro, I would fucking get M on him so fast. I
swear to God. You got M on a leash?
I'll get Brian Watson on that ass.
Shit.
I'll get Brian Watson on that ass.
Put me Brian.
On. Watson.
Watson. Put me on the fucking map. I'll roast it ugly ass up. Man, if I ever do start saving up a decent amount of money, I will, just for like the fun of it, I'll try and buy a little bit of studio time and make like a professionally made song.
Diss track.
Because it would be fun. I'm not doing a diss track, bro.
Do it.
I don't give people enough energy to make a whole diss track
about it. But do a diss track to something fucking stupid. Like,
it would be funny.
Do it to, what
we're gonna diss. Like Shaq or some shit. Somebody, it would have to be somebody funny as fuck.
You old big-headed motherfucker.
Yeah, Jack Harlow talking about like he's not the only... There's only room enough for one white just guy. Like
Clint Eastwood. Just random shit.
Oh, dude, that would be funny as
Mark
fuck.
Mark Wahlberg.
Right. That's funny, dog. Make a diss track about somebody who doesn't give a fuck. Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to do it. You're just reaching for so much attention.
The Pope.
Oh my god.
Who else can you do?
You think you're saving lives, but you need a lifesaver. Hey, that's off the top of my fucking dome, dog. So dumb, dude.
Who else?
Jesus, man.
Who else?
Who would be funny to make a diss track about?
If you go back in time, though.
Oh, man.
Who else? Who would you make a diss?
Absolutely Hitler. He was weird as shit. It would be too easy to write about him. Napoleon, because he was a little short fuck.
Oh, shit.
Who else,
oh,
man?
Oh, Bridget the Midget. Look at motherfucker.
I don't know,
I bet
man.
You your old mother didn't love you.
Damn. Man, I don't know. It'd be so weird.
Let me write that down.
Write it down, dog. We do need to collaborate. We'll make a fucking song one day.
You know who would have been real funny?
Your old self.
My old self? My old self would kill both of us right now. Sitting both here right now. We wouldn't know what happened.
A diss track to your old self? That could be a good song. I'm sure it's there.
If the old self walked in the room right now, I'd be afraid of him.
Right. My old self walked in the room, I'd have to fucking tighten my belt, bro.
Give him a sandwich. Like, damn, bro, you hungry? Like,
what's your and dog? Like, no, I'd have to fucking
start
like
fucking with them women.
I'd have to go sit by dog. Rennie before he like, fucking like, took her from
dude,
me.
You need, some, loving and some food, bro.
He definitely would, bro. I'd throw him a cheeseburger and be like, "Don't fuck my girl, please, dog."
It's that bad, huh? I think he could probably take him.
Hey, oh, of course I'd beat the shit out of him because I'm thick and heavy now. But dude. I didn't want to do it at that point in my life, dude. I didn't give a fuck. It's not a good thing, but it was interesting for sure. Because I still like I can remember those thoughts, but I don't agree with them at all. Like I remember thinking shit like fuck your husband. You know what I mean? I remember thinking shit like I would never think that nowadays. But back when I was like I hated everything and myself, I didn't give a fuck, man.
Well. I mean, people that are coming into our lives can change shit up for us, man.
Absolutely. And I almost reverted back to that kind of mindset. Whenever I moved back to Houston, I felt happy for a split second because I was like, oh, I feel more at home here. I have support around me. I have my mom and everything that actually, like, gives a fuck. And then I was like all back into being nice. I'm not all back in. I kind of started to shift the right way. And then when like the one or two chicks that I like, they were hot chicks and like all that, and they seemed cool, but it didn't work out because they were just bitches, dog. I figured out a couple weeks in that they were just bitches and I had to drop them. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm going back to how I was because that was fun. And then I ran into this angel that's sitting behind me on the couch, and she saved my fucking life, dude. Saved my damn life. Real lucky to meet her. But yeah, man, we need to like we were talking about fucking Canada or Australia or whatever. We need to go on vacation, man.
Do something.
I'm definitely down. For sure, Colorado at some point, because I mean, people, it's a treat to see me in Colorado because I'm at my happiest. Whenever I get to look at the mountains, and like you can ask her, I was smiling nonstop when I was there. I don't
want to go, man.
Dude, it's so fun.
I've always wanted to go.
It's so fun. You can smoke, and the shit's stronger up there.
Oh, that'd be great.
And you eat like some nice, like some good pizza or like a burger or some shit. You go on like a tour of a brewery.
Let's plan it. Let's do a podcast from there.
I would love to.
Let's do it.
I would fucking love to. That'd be great.
We'll call it fucking something sky high or mile high.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm down, bro. We just hit an hour, dog. You ready to close shit out?
Let's close it out, buddy.
Let's close it out, man.
I'm glad to be back.
Hey, this was a good podcast. I really do apologize about last week, guys. All fucking like 40 or 50 of y'all that are listening, bro. We really do appreciate y'all's, I was going to say views, but listens and y'all's attention that you give us. It's always fun to do this, and we do this for ourselves and mostly you. So we appreciate y'all listening. We will try and do it more often. We had a lot of stuff going on. And like I said, last week we had one ready for you, but it just kind of, I kind of fucked up. It wasn't the audio, it was me. But yeah, man, we love y'all, and we hope y'all continue to listen and continue to support us. It means everything. So I will catch y'all later, man. Later.
Peace.